You're listening to the Tokyo Tyler Podcast with your host, Tokyo Tyler. Enjoy! How's it going, everybody? Welcome to episode 20, I believe, of the Tokyo Tyler Podcast. It's been a long time running. We have had a lot of fun so far, and it's only going to get bigger and badder and better, and I'm pretty sure I've said this before. It was probably the 10th episode. I can't keep track, but what I can keep track of is today's topic, and today's topic is a topic that I will go over in multiple podcasts, so it's going to be a series, but it's going to be spread out, because I feel this particular topic is such a big topic in itself that I feel the need to expand upon it more as the show goes on. So necessarily, the other parts won't come after this particular episode, but you can expect that more parts to come out of this later. What's the topic I'm talking about today? It's comedy and anime. Now, my favorite genre of anime is comedy. My favorite genre in movie, and just in general, is a comedy. I love laughing because when I laugh, it's a really happy feeling, right? It's not like I need to tell you this. Whenever you laugh, you feel good. There's not a single time where you feel bad and you laugh. Maybe if you're just going psycho. I've seen it happen. I've done it a few times. I've been around the block a few times. No one says that phrase anymore. Literally, comedy and anime is something that we don't necessarily see anywhere else. I'm trying to, the only thing I can truly think of is maybe, Japanese sitcoms, but even that, I mean, it still can't do, mankind, limitations are completely gone whenever in anime. You can literally have anything you can possibly dream of and put it in an anime show. Now, I'm sure you hear it just about every single episode. My favorite anime of all time, as of right now, I haven't seen every single anime of all time, but my favorite one is Gintama, and that's notoriously funny and witty, and not only funny and witty and smart, it's action-packed, and it can have drama elements, it makes you care about the characters, and I will talk about Gintama in a review in the near future, but that's a totally separate topic. Yeah, definitely my favorite genre of anime is comedy. I don't know about you, maybe you like the horror stuff or the drama, and I mean, that can all be good too. I mean, there's not one superior genre of anime, and once again, that's another topic for another day, but I feel there are so many comedy anime out there. I feel comedy is definitely a staple of anime and Japanese culture, and for a culture that doesn't really have sarcasm, I mean, there's hardly any, if you could really point it out. I mean, the Japanese culture, man, it's, for me, I put it first, and then number two is British humor. I love me some Monty Python. That's an entirely different podcast in itself. But I love the Japanese sense of humor. It's funny. It's it's random, but it's smart in a way that it makes sense that it's random. But then it's random, and it can really be referenced a whole bunch. I know a big problem with Gintama is there's a lot of Japanese references that only people who either live in Japan or have any kind of knowledge over the culture would understand. And thankfully, above the subtitles, I have a little explanation thing. I swear this turned into a Gintama review, but there's so many shows that's hard to truly name off of, whether it be Cromartie High School I've recently finished watching, and that is literally a comedy just extravaganza. And then there's or however you want to say it. There's that as well. Yeah, there is just simply too many comedy anime out there to truly start listing them off right now. I would probably have to go through all of my anime watched lists on my anime list and be like, okay, all of these are comedy pretty much. And one of my other favorite shows is GTO, or Great Teacher Onizuka. And I'm a big fan of older shows, and I'll get into that as well. And once again, and even the manga, there's not just comedy in anime. There's comedy in manga, and I would like to get into that maybe in the next part, actually. We'll see about that, but I don't know. I feel that definitely comedy is my favorite, but I really think there has to be something else with it, because there has to be somewhat of a balance. Or, I mean, you could have a show like Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo that's purely all comedy, and I think the manga is definitely better, but that's, once again, another day. But the comedy in that, it's all comedy. And I like using the example as Gintama, because it really, really goes to show how you can do a comedy show, quote-unquote, and still have, like, extreme action and drama pieces, and really just about every genre of anime you can think of, whether it be a, like, a yaoi or yuri or a harem or an ecchi or a, you know, just name it. I mean, slice of life, anything, honestly. You can throw comedy in there and just have it be that much better. I particularly don't enjoy dramas. I'm not a big drama guy. I'm usually I'm feeling good a lot, and I'm not mad or sad to say that. In fact, that's great. And if you're kind of in that same boat, even awesome. If you're not, I mean, listen to the podcast, and I'll bring you to the boat. It's okay. We'll sail and go after the One Piece together. It's all good. It's all good, baby. It was all a dream. I used to wait. Word Up magazine. Okay, I'm sorry to go on a Biggie Smalls, juicy rant there. But yes, comedy in anime is something that I truly adore. It's definitely one of the main reasons why anime hooked me from the get-go. I definitely believe shonen shows are really big on this, because whenever I would watch Dragon Ball Z, even though they had the action patches, like, moments of death, you could call it, and then they would turn around, and afterwards, after the big bad was beaten, they would have a nice little laugh about something in their lives, or whatever it might be, and that felt good. There has to be a balance there. I mean, you could watch, like, a Sly movie or an Arnold movie, and it's just action to the max, and, I mean, that's cool, too, you could say, but, I mean, it's not my particular cup of tea, I guess. And also with shows like Naruto, My Hero Academia, I'm recently watching Yu Yu Hakusho, and that show is amazing for the comedy elements plus the, like, heart-pounding action. It's like, oh my, enough! It's tough. It's tough, but I love it. I love every second of it. I want to know, are you a big fan of comedy? Or comedy and anime, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone likes to laugh, if not loves to laugh. If you're in the boat, it's like, oh, silly boy, you watch your comedy show. Yeah, I like my gore lolly. What? What? Yes, whatever that is. Go on Crunchyroll. Any categories, and type in that and see what you get. I'm curious. Send me a DM about it on Instagram @Tokyo_Tyler. You can follow. My bad. You can subscribe to my YouTube channel, Tokyo Tyler. And man, I thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I look forward to the future. Let's go beyond the journey to fire the Dragon Balls. You have been listening to the Tokyo Tyler Podcast. Sayonara.